Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there, don't go anywhere.
I cannot be stranded, cause it's not consistent with the life in me.
Hey!
I cannot be broken.
Hey, say!
Cause it's not consistent with the life in me.
Declare it!
I've got the life of God.
I cannot be sick.
I cannot be sick. Cause it's not consistent with the life in me.
Say,
I cannot be helpless.
Say,
cause it's not consistent with the life in me. I've got a life of God in me.
Can you lift your hands, say?
I'm not ordinary. I live above the systems of the world.
Hallelujah, glory to God. That was a beautiful song done by Moses Bliss titled Zoe. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back, and here's God's word for the 28th day in April 2024. God wants you to live the supernatural life naturally. Our opening scripture is from Acts chapter 19 verse 11 and 12. God did extraordinary miracles through the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and the diseases and evil spirits left them. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a beautiful day that you have made. We are grateful for life, the gift of life, and we're also grateful for the word that you have sent to us today. We receive it with grateful hearts and with understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. There are some Bible stories which can make one's hairs to stand because they sound like fairy tales, yet they are non-fictions. In Exodus chapter 14 verses 21 and 22, the Bible says, Moses raised his hand over the Red Sea, and the Lord caused a strong wind to blow from the east. The wind blew all night long, the sea split, and the wind made the ground dry. The Israelites went through the sea on dry land. The water was like a wall on their right and on their left. In Judges chapter 15, the Bible records how Samson killed 1,000 Philistines with a jawbone of a donkey. How could one man have fought against 1,000 people and prevailed? Doesn't it sound like a moonlight tale? But it happened sometime in history through a man who was anointed by God to deliver his people from their enemies. How natural does it sound to hear that a human being was swallowed by a whale and he stayed in the belly of that whale for 3 days and 3 nights without dying? If the above stories sound unbelievably incredible, then what would you say about the story of the three Hebrew boys who were thrown into a fiery burning fire because they refused to worship the king's image? In Daniel chapter 3 verse 27, the Bible had this to say about them. Then the high officers, officials, governors, and advisors crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them. Not a hair on their heads was singed, and their clothing was not scorched. They didn't even smell of smoke. What would you have to say about Daniel, who was thrown into a den of hungry lions, but the lions became too scared to touch him? In Daniel chapter 6 verses 19 to 23, the Bible says, at the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the den of lions. He reached the den and he cried out in a voice of anguish, O Daniel, servant of the Lord God, has your God whom you serve continually been able to deliver you from the lions? Then Daniel replied, O king, may you live forever. My God sent his angels and shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, for I was found innocent in his sight, and I have done no wrong against you, O king. The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted out of the den, no wound whatsoever was found in him, because he had trusted in his God. Can you believe that David killed a lion and a bear with his bare hands, and Goliath with just one pebble? These wonders did not end during the Old Testament era. They also happened during the time of Jesus and the early apostles. While some are quick to criticize the faithlessness of Peter because he began to sink in the water, but what most have not realized is that Peter is the only human being in history besides Jesus, besides Christ, who has a recorded account of having walked on water. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 25, the Bible records how Apostle Paul spent one night and one day adrift in the sea and survived. Time would fail me to remind you that the chains of the incarcerated Peter fell off, and he walked out of a prison that was guarded by 16 heavily armed soldiers, and the doors and gates opened to him of their own accord. Apostle Paul was stoned and left to die, but he stood up and began to preach the following day. Beloved, these wonders are still possible today. Hence, God wants me to remind us that we too can live the supernatural life naturally. All it takes is absolute faith. Go for it. Shalom. Let us pray. Say after me, Dear Heavenly Father, I declare that my faith is stirred by the works of faith of the saints of old. Please help me to maintain the needed consecration so that I may experience the dimensions of faith that make such supernatural deeds happen naturally. in Jesus' name, and we will say amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the Scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Minister Miracle singing Zoe, God Life. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifene. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
There is a river that flows for me. It's the way that never runs dry. There is a light I'd walk in me. This life is Jesus. He rose around me. There is a river that flows for me. It's the way that never runs dry. There is a light I'd walk in me. His life is Jesus. He rules and reigns in me. This is the light of the life of the Zoe. I'd walk in me, Zoe. For I'm flowing for me, Zoe. This is the life of Zoe. Oh, yeah, no matter for the life of the Zoe. Oh, yeah, yeah, I won't keep me Zoe. Oh, my God, flowing for me, Zoe.
You're alive in me. You're alive in me. adore, he's adore King. No sickness can survive it, no pain. The life of God, he's adore, he's adore. No darkness,
no darkness,
no fear,
no fear.
The life of God,
the life of God,
oh,
is that one? Is that one?
No sickness,
no sickness,
because the name of that cross for
no
the life of God. Shall flow rivers of living water.